A Kansas congressman wants guarantees for Beechcraft. U.S. Airways is first to win certification of next-gen apps. And oops, there goes another engine. This is Aero News for Friday, April 5th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Kansas Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo is asking the U.S. Air Force for assurances that Beechcraft's loss of the initial LAS contract will not shut the company out of future bidding on the airplane. While the initial contract worth $427 million went to rival Embraer and its U.S. partner Sierra Nevada Corporation, follow-on contracts for the light air support aircraft could amount to as much as $1 billion, and Pompeo said that he wants to be sure the Wichita company has a chance to compete for that business. The Wichita Eagle reports that the U.S. Air Force told the congressman that it was not convinced that Beechcraft could get the AT-6 certified in a time frame that would allow it to deliver the airplanes to Afghanistan as quickly as they were needed, even though Beechcraft came in with a lower bid on the airplanes. Pompeo said he was, quote-unquote, puzzled that the Air Force did not think Beechcraft could deliver the airplanes on schedule. But now he says he wants to be sure that as contracts for more LAS airplanes come up for bids, Beechcraft will have a fair shot at getting that business. Quote, we want to make sure this isn't a pattern, end quote, he told the newspaper. U.S. Airways, in partnership with ACSS and L3 Communications and Thales Company, has received FAA certification on its wide-body Airbus A330 aircraft for SafeRoute, a set of four flight deck applications that will provide enhanced operational safety and efficiency in all phases of flight as part of the FAA's next-gen implementation program. U.S. Airways is the first airline to receive certification for the combination of all four of these applications. The certified SafeRoute suite of applications from ACSS that U.S. Airways will install on its A330 aircraft uses Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, ADS-B, technology, which provides pilots with more precise position information of the operating aircraft and other airplane traffic, and is a cornerstone technology for the FAA's next-gen airspace redesign program. It also includes interval management, in-trail procedures, cockpit display of traffic information to assist in visual separation, and surface area movement management. U.S. Airways Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Robert Isom said, quote, a lot of time and hard work has been invested by the U.S. Airways team, ACSS, the FAA, and Eurocontrol in reaching this milestone. U.S. Airways is proud to partner with these organizations to help demonstrate the benefits of next-gen technology, end quote. Well, what was supposed to have been a routine training flight turned into a real-world scenario as an instructor working with a student in an Aztec Airways 1959 Beech 18 inadvertently shut down both engines during an engine-out training scenario. The training flight originated at Fort Lauderdale, Florida's Executive Airport at 1917 Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday. Neither of the people on board were injured. Authorities did not say which man was the instructor and which was the student. After both engines were shut down, the plane was able to make a safe off-airport landing on U.S. Highway 27 in a rural area. The pilot steered the airplane into the median of the lightly traveled highway after landing and had wanted to take off again immediately, but the authorities said he could not use the highway as a runway, so he taxied the airplane to a nearby boat ramp, according to a report appearing on NBC News. Television station WSVN in South Florida reports that the plane was able to take off Thursday morning after being checked over by mechanics who reportedly replaced a hydraulic line. The Florida Highway Patrol blocked the road so they could take off. The incident continues to be under investigation. As we reported earlier this week, recognizing the importance of air traffic safety at municipal airports, the Texas Transportation Commission on Thursday approved funding to pay for the continued operations of air traffic control towers at 14 airports in Texas. Currently, 21% of aircraft take off and land at these towered airports in Texas. Cuts in federal funding for air traffic control services at 149 facilities nationwide are scheduled to begin in phases starting next week. Texas Transportation Commissioner Fred Underwood said, quote, safety is our top priority, and I am glad we're able to keep these critical air traffic control services operating. As a pilot, I know firsthand how critical these services are to the safety of aircraft, end quote. The decision by the commission will provide approximately $2 million for the 14 airports to operate for another 90 days. And speaking of sequestration problems, you can put another notch in the sequestration gun handle as the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force announced that its presidential and research and development galleries will close until further notice beginning May 1, 2013, as part of the budget reduction requirements due to sequestration. According to Museum Director Lieutenant General retired Jack Hudson, museum leadership has been working with the Air Force to comply with Department of Defense sequestration guidance to determine the best possible course of action for reducing museum operational and maintenance costs with the least impact to the public. The main museum complex will remain open to visitors from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. The Air Force will fund utility costs for 6 days a week, and the Air Force Museum Foundation will fund those costs for 1 day per week from May through September. Additional sequestration impacts will include the weekly behind-the-scenes tours of the museum's restoration area, which will end after the April 26th tour until further notice, as well as cancellation of the Wings and Things guest lectures on April 30th and May 22nd, and all summer aerospace camps. When Aero News continues, what happened in Vegas is now on YouTube. Another aircraft recalled over dangers of a battery fire, and rocket men ready for launch.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Friday, April 5th. I'm Glenn Moyer. For quite a few years now, the Aero News Network has been privileged to work alongside the staff of the AEA in order to bring the aviation world the information, excitement, and critical news of interest to aviators and other aviation professionals the world over. After another successful trade show this year in Las Vegas, videos of the new products introduced at the 2013 show are now available on Aero TV. Previous year's efforts were a watershed for us. We've produced over 100 hours of programming, almost 40 of those hours live, and thereafter produced hundreds of individual programs that serve the needs of the community, not just during the 2010 or 11 or 12 or even the 13 AEA convention and trade shows, but every day since then. ANN wants to thank the AEA staff for their professionalism and partnership, and also thank our sponsors, Aerosonic Corporation, Aspen Avionics, Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics, International Communications Group, the Cobham Integrated Systems, and Ultra Electronics and Flight Line Systems for their generous support of these very exciting, albeit difficult, productions. So if you missed the AEA convention, you can now see the new product introductions, at least, on Aero TV. Midwest Trading Group has issued a recall for its Banshee 3-channel remote-controlled helicopters after a report of one of the models catching fire from an overheated battery. The company is offering a full refund for the radio-controlled aircraft. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says consumers should stop using this product, which is being recalled voluntarily unless otherwise instructed, and don't try to pawn yours off on eBay or Craigslist. It's illegal to resell or attempt to resell a recalled consumer product. According to a Consumer Product Safety Commission news release, the rechargeable battery inside the helicopters can overheat and ignite the helicopter, posing fire and burn hazards for consumers or nearby items. The recall involves the radio-controlled Banshee helicopter with lights, Series 3CH-777. The series number is printed on the product packaging. The plastic helicopters were sold in black and red or black and yellow color combinations and measure about 19 inches long and 6 inches high. The recall comes after Midwest Trading Group received one report of a helicopter overheating with flames coming from the helicopter and one report of minor property damage. No injuries have been reported. About 9,400 of the RC helicopters are estimated to have been sold. Well, hundreds of students from across the country will meet May 11th at Great Meadow in the Plains, Virginia, to decide the winner of the world's largest student rocket contest. The Team America Rocketry Challenge has been captivating students nationwide for the past decade, encouraging them to advance their education and pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. In a year of record turnout, attracting 725 teams, only the top 100 will proceed to compete in the TARC final fly-off. The top 100 teams represent 29 states, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and a diverse cross-section of American youth. Teams include students from urban and rural America, all-girls teams, a record number of 4-H teams, and a team comprised entirely of Civil Air Patrol volunteers. Over the next month, these students will be working tirelessly to perfect their rockets as they set out to compete for the national title, more than $60,000 in scholarships, and a chance to participate in NASA's prestigious Student Launch Initiative. You know, it's common for sports coaches to show their team an inspirational movie before a big championship match. So my advice to all of those young Rocketeers, sit back and spend an evening viewing October Sky. It's the story of Homer Hickam, inspired by the launch of Sputnik in the 1950s, and whose studies of math and science, long before they were called STEM subjects, by the way, helped him go on to join NASA and work right through the space shuttle program. Good luck to you all. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening, and you're now cleared to blast off.